Is it recording? Okay.
Okay. Hi, folks.
Hello.
How's it going out there in the cyber world of
it's
Anchor?
Good. How are you?
Summer, are you being the fans?
Yeah. I'm answering your rhetorical question.
Just, like, hit you in the chin with my garter belt.
It's okay. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you?
Feel like shit, personally.
Why do you feel like shit?
Like, it's too gross to say. Got sick. I didn't eat enough now. And now I'm starving and I'm dancing.
Do you want a Clif Bar or have a Clif Bar?
No, I don't.
I'm just gonna eat rice when I get home. Although Clif Bar would probably be fine.
It has, like,
here. I'll just leave it on the table. And if you want it, you can have some.
Okay.
Deal, but I won't take it.
Okay, let's talk about our topic, though.
What is our topic today?
Inappropriate questions.
Pushovers?
And wasting of time.
Like, when people waste our time?
Yeah! Okay. Or, I don't know, like, okay. Is it possible for strippers to waste other people's time?
No, I mean, like, because we waste our own time on stage.
Oh!
Like, to kill time. But you're talking about when customers waste our time.
Customers.
Okay. I see. Yes. I would say, you know what? I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like asking me what my ethnicity is like, borderline inappropriate. I mean, it's just annoying is all, I guess. Maybe it's not inappropriate. I just think it's annoying.
I think it's super annoying. Because it's just one of those questions
because
that people ask to you, like, everybody asks it, and it's just like, come on.
Because it becomes, it's like they fetishize your ethnicity.
They fetishize your ethnicity, and then it just becomes a whole big thing, and you just are having the same conversation, like, 50
I just think
times.
It's annoying. Anyway,
it's super annoying.
Do you have a story that you would like to share?
Oh, I mean a story. You mean a story about what just happened?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I was sitting with a customer, and we were just having a normal conversation. And then he asked me, what are you trying to do? So what are you trying to do? And I just gave him this look of, like, what the fuck? And then he's like, yeah, I just mean, like, you know, like, what are you trying to do in life? And I was just like, I don't know what you mean, sir. He was just like, you know, like, what are your hopes and dreams?
What a fucking loser.
And I just walked away. I don't know, like,
one time this guy was like, so, you know, like, what's, like, your life plan? I was like, be born, toil, die. So I got one out of those three, so two more to go. And then I just walked away.
Don't you think you've toiled, though?
Yeah, but
I think I'm
still toiling away.
I have toiled a fair bit. I think, yeah.
That's the only thing there is between birth and death. You just toil away and then you die. So
that's
I'm still in that phase. Just that.
I just think to ask somebody what their fucking hopes and dreams are, like, I don't even really ask, like, my normal friends that. Like, it's just such a deep personal question.
It's presumptuous because, of course, the question isn't what are your hopes and dreams. The question is, when are you going to stop stripping?
Yeah, and like, what are you?
The presumption is you're not going to be in this industry forever or whatever, and so what are you planning to do when you're done being a stripper? That's the actual
question.
Or
it's like, they don't know what we do outside of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know
are they entitled to know that? Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like super derogatory, and like, what the hell am I supposed to answer that? Like, it will just make me into a fucking archetype. Like, it will just make me into, like, the stereotype about, like, stripper going through school or, like, whatever.
Yeah, of course, of course. Because, I mean, like, he's just looking for that. Like, he's just looking to fit you into a stereotype that he already has in his head.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like he already feels like he knows who I am.
Yeah.
Annoying.
That is annoying.
What about, do you have a boyfriend? I feel like that's okay. That doesn't really bother me.
I think that's okay.
I think that's fine. But also because it's like, at least they're asking about you. Because it can be done in a really respectful way, right? Like, some guys are like, if they're...
Okay, I think...
Okay.
I don't know, okay? It's like, is it appropriate to kind of, like, try to get personal with a stripper? I'm sure people do it. I'm sure people have done it.
I think it's fine as long as you're paying me for my time. And don't be offended if I don't reciprocate. You know, it's like, if you're paying me for my time, like, you bought in half an hour or, like, 3 dances or whatever, like... I don't mind if somebody tries to talk to me, but I mean, if I feel like it's something that I don't want them to know, I'm just not going to answer the question.
That's fair.
Like, this one time, this guy bought a single dance, and for the duration of the dance, he was asking me all of these questions about my life, and I just didn't feel like answering, so I was like, bro, if you want to ask me a bunch of questions, it's going to be more than one dance. You're going to have to pay me more than $50. And he was like, oh, just to get to know you. And I was like,
because
I'm fucking working. Like, my time is worth money. I'm literally selling my time, so I'm not gonna, like, stay here and give you my fucking made-up life story for $50.
That's why probably this whole topic was started, because it just really bothers me that Buddy is, he's basically, like, interviewing me.
Yeah.
I have to come upstairs. I don't appreciate it. Like, I don't appreciate it. I will give people personal details about my life. If they're a regular customer and they always tip me, like, smiley.
Yeah.
He always tips me. He always pays attention and notices. He's like, you've really improved your show. Like,
yeah, he's, like, a very pleasant person.
Yeah, he's just, like, a respectful customer. And then I'll open up to him. But, like, I just feel like when people personally, like, pry into my life, I don't appreciate it.
Or questions that are based on their own preconceptions about the industry.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, do your parents know? So you're in school?
Do you do anything else?
So, what's your day job? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, just shit like that.
No, it's not good.
So, yeah, those are, I mean, whatever, I guess, like, it has to start somewhere, like, you know, the re-education of people has to start somewhere.
I just feel like half these questions, like, I wouldn't even, the day job one, maybe, like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, when I ask, like, my friends or whatever, like, peers, I'm just like, oh, cool, like, so is stripping your only job, or do you do other things outside of this?
Yeah.
But I never, like, assume people, like, have another job or, like, you know, like, what if I'm just happy being a hoe?
I'm happy being a hoe.
What if I'm just happy in this stripper life?
There's, like, nothing wrong with that. Whatever. It's just, I guess for me, it's just the assumption that this is an illegitimate job and it's only legitimate if it's empowering or used to fuel something legitimate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, that. And then questions that are based on that premise just annoy me.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, I don't know, it's just, I just find it really demeaning.
I do too.
That's why I don't tell people that I have other jobs.
I know, sometimes I feel like it depends, because I used to tell people, like, oh yeah, I'm a singer, and then people, they go further into trying to tell you what to do with your life.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're like, why don't you go on American Idol or Canadian Idol?
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
I like to save it. I like to just not tell people that I have other jobs, unless it's, like, I don't know.
Someone chill?
No, unless it holds, like, shock value for the conversation.
Oh. Like, not even better.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was in Merritt with Jackie Brown, who's an awesome stripper, and I was kind of drunk when I used to drink, and I started, like, singing a song, and I did, like, this complicated-ass riff, and the guy was like, whoa, you're actually really good, and I was just like, yeah, well, I'm a singer, and he's like, what? You're a singer? Like, no, like, there's no way I have a life outside of this.
Yeah, like shit like that. I love it.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of what we're talking about now.
But still,
I don't know. I'm just tired of it. Ask me what my favorite fucking flavor ice cream is.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Stracciatella gelato. Or just like vanilla. I'm really boring. I'm like a boring, boring stripper. Like your hair. What's your favorite ice cream?
I like chocolate mint is always a solid one.
I know, okay, I like that one too.
But also I like the ones that are like sorbet, like fruit sorbets. Those are really good. I had this pear sorbet somewhere. I can't remember where, but it was like the most amazing sorbet I'd had. So, I like cherries a lot.
That's good.
Black cherries, yeah.
I always pick like creamy, fatty chocolate tiramisu.
There's like white chocolate raspberry. That's a good one.
I like pistachio.
Do you? Do you like Spumoni?
Yeah, do I
not? I personally like Neapolitan better than Spumoni. I just feel like strawberry is more appealing.
It's crucial.
Then, yeah, and so it's like when you take out the strawberry and like put pistachio, it's kind of like.
No, I like pistachio. Like, but I like regular pistachio ice cream better than Spumoni.
Ooh, have you heard of Halo Top?
No, what is that?
It's like this proteiny ice cream. Yeah, and they sell it at Superstore now. Before you could only get it in the States, but now they have like two flavors at Superstore.
I'm so
yeah,
happy.
It's called Halo Top.
Anyway, okay. So
yeah,
yeah.
I gotta go, but there's some information for you. For
y'all.
Okay,
thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.